Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you all for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate it and grateful and thankful for that. Today, I'm having one of my bad days where I am depressed. It hit me pretty hard today. I do suffer with depression, but not to the point where I need medication or anything like that. It's that I can identify when I am depressed. But it's so much going on right now that I am so overwhelmed of everything that's happening and stuff that's been bothering me deep down came to the surface, and now I'm dealing with that. But I do go tomorrow and get the MRI done. They finally got my authorization straight, so I can get that done tomorrow along with the CT scan. And I start chemo on the 13th of this month. I did get my authorization letter in the mail that I was approved for to restart my chemo for this year. But it's just been so much other stuff going on that's really bringing me to the point to where I like just cry. That's pretty much the way I suffer through depression. I cry. I try to figure out sometimes, you know, why things are happening, but I have to go back and say, okay, I can't question this. I try not to question things that happen to me, but when you have so much stuff that have built up inside of you that you have pushed down and buried so far deep, sometimes it comes back. You know, I don't know, is it because of the way the planets and moon and stuff is aligning why I'm feeling all these emotions right now? But stuff that I thought I was past, I guess I wasn't, because it came back, you know, it have surfaced again. And by me already hurting, it's just that the Rituxan, the chemo that I take is called Rituxan, it have worn off. And my body aches a whole lot more. I'm a lot more tired than I normally is. Disconnect from social events and stuff that have been happening. And I notice these things start happening about a week ago. And it just like it to the day, it just boiled over and just popped out there. You know, I was sharing a lot of tears today, and I was just, you know, trying to get through this day. I know that when my sister passed away 2 years ago, on the 14th of last month, I was able to finally grieve for her. Because when she passed away, I didn't cry. I didn't show no type of emotions or anything. I felt numb. So for the last 2 years, my body felt really numb to the fact that I was in denial thinking I was in a dream because I just couldn't face losing her. She was my best friend. I mean, we was really close, and it was really, really hard for me. And I was talking to my other sister about, you know, I told her I felt a lot better. I felt at ease. It felt like a big burden had been lifted off of me when I finally, you know, decided to let go of her. And my other sister was saying that, you know, at the time I was being strong for everybody else. And she's, you know, she's sorry that she didn't notice that I was still grieving, you know, that I was hurting. And I appreciate that her, you know, saying that. But I, that, you know, she would have never knew. She couldn't know. Because me and her wasn't that close as my sister that passed away. Me and her was real, real close because me and her was 5 years apart. And this sister, we are 10 years apart. So, but we're trying to get closer. That's the one I went to visit for my vacation. Her and my brother-in-law. And we're trying to get closer. You know, to be close sisters. But it's hard. You know, she works, and she works different hours, weird. You know, she works graveyard shift, but you know, never know when she's not working and stuff like that. It's hard to know to talk to someone. Because my sister that passed away, we used to talk all the time. You know, when I was feeling down, she would call me. I would call her and talk to her. When she felt down, she would call me and talk to me. That's the way we kept our self in communication and, you know, and do self-love, you know. I have been trying to even motivate myself to do that much. It's, you know, to even give myself a facial or something. I just don't have the energy to do that. And it's really hard to even comprehend on how I'm going to get through this, you know, because I don't like to be a burden on no one, especially my children. I don't want to be a burden to them. And I called my insurance company where you could talk to therapists, and I talked to one of the therapists there, you know, and just, you know, they sit and listen to you and try to get you to understand, you know, what you need to work on and how to go about doing it and everything. But I have so much stuff that I have buried that's actually, like I said, just overwhelmed me today. It just popped up. I even picked up my scriptures and tried to read my scriptures, try to do some work to, you know, try to get my YouTube videos done. I couldn't do that because I'm depressed. I'm to that, in that area where I am depressed. And all the reason I'm doing this podcast right now because I feel better about talking about it. And, you know, it's just, I don't know how other people deal with their depression. But I know that I don't be depressed all the time. I probably go through this maybe once or twice a year. I don't need medication for this. It's just sometimes I need to vent. You know, that's what the therapist said. Maybe you just need to vent, you know, and talk it through, you know. And then maybe you need to talk to the person about how you're feeling, you know, they're making you feel. But it's hard to do that when it's someone that you love and you know that that person is very sensitive and don't never know how that's going to turn out. So I just normally, like I said, I bury everything. There's things that I don't like that happening, but I don't say anything. But I know I should, but I don't. But it's to that point now. Today is just that day is not angry. It's just I'm hurt. I'm more hurt than anything. You know, that things that people have said and done to me, and they just don't realize that it hurts. A lot of people don't understand words that they say do hurt. They cut so deep at times. And that's why I try to be mindful about what I say to people, how I react to people. You know, a lot of times, people say things and do things. When I was a whole lot younger, I'd be ready to strap. No, throw down with you. But as I got older and had children, I know that's not the way to solve anything in violence. So when I'm in a situation uncomfortable, I just walk away. You know, I don't engage in it. You know, they calling me all kinds of names and stuff like that. I don't engage in stuff like that. I just walk away and I bury it. And burying stuff like that at times, you know, I that's a mechanism that I can cope with, is just to walk away. But it, you know, sometimes when you're just sitting and thinking, things come back to bother you, you know. And I don't blame anyone for the way I handled the situation. Maybe I could have handled the situation a totally different way, but I chose to walk away. That's my way of handling things. It's just to walk away from a situation that's I'm uncomfortable with and deal with it that way. But like I said, I don't know, is it because of the way that the stars and planets and moons and stuff is, you know, lining up in conjunction with each other, is why it's bringing all these emotions up. You know, it's just really hard to focus on doing something that you love to do, because I love doing my podcast. I love doing my YouTube. I love cooking. I mean, yesterday, I think I just ate a bacon sandwich all day yesterday because I didn't feel like eating. I feel nauseous. But I had to eat something to take my medication, you know. And it's really, really hard, you know, to not be able to function on a good note of when you normally know you have those good days. You know, I could deal with the pain, you know, of hurting and the swelling and all that. But when it comes to my mental status, that bothers me a lot. You know, I tiptoe around people's feelings to try to not hurt their feelings. Like I say, words do hurt. I don't want to say something then regret it later. So it's to me, that's what I'm going through right now. That's what I'm feeling. It's so much I want to say to a certain person, but I know that person is not stable enough to take my criticism, so I keep it to myself. The therapist say I need to let them know how I'm feeling. Maybe I would get there, you know, to let them know how I'm feeling. But I need to know what their mindset is before I say something to them. Because I don't want to be the reason why they go do something stupid and harm themselves because of something I said to them that they couldn't take the truth. I know my grandmother used to always say the truth hurts. But sometimes the truth will push a person to do something irrational, to do something that they probably was thinking about doing anyway, and then what I said may trigger them to go ahead and do that. I don't want to have that on my conscience. So I'll just pray on it, and, you know, before I say something. Because like I said, you know, it's affecting my health right now of me being in the state of mind that I'm in right now. And I need to be in a good mindset when I get ready to go for chemo. You know, I go, also tomorrow I gotta go have lab work done before I even get my chemo. So, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm in a good place when it's time for me to start my treatment for this year. My body have shut down on me. You know, I'm laying here in bed doing this podcast in a fetal position because I'm hurting from the inside. My heart is so full right now. I'm trying to hold back my tears because it's really, really hard to be able to deal with this right now. But I got so much going on and got coming up. I mean, you know, been in that place, this is the precious day to when my grandson called, like, Nana, can I come home? Like, baby, Nana's not feeling good right now. And it's been 3 weeks. I haven't seen him. But these past 2 weeks here, I have not felt myself. And I don't want him to pick up on that negative energy of what I'm going through. Children are very impressionable right now, and at that age, he'll be fine this month, you know. And then I'm praying and hoping that by the time his birthday comes, that I'll be in a good, happy place, you know, to be able to celebrate that with him. But as of today, I'm not there. Happy or nothing. I have talked to my bishop, you know, about the issue that I'm feeling and stuff, but I'm not feeling good. You know, I'm still depressed. And I know, as the therapist said, it will get better if you talk to the person or persons that you're feeling. You know, But it's always good to be able to have someone that you can call and talk to, like a therapist or a good friend or somebody like that, when you're feeling depressed and down. But that's all I wanted to come on and let you guys know what was going on with me. You know, I don't mean to bring anyone down. It just, I needed to vent. And I just, you know, want you guys to know that, you know, I'm not always chipper. You know, I do have my downtime, my downfalls. You know, I have my pain levels sometimes that, you know, gets to me. And like I said, I go through this depression feeling sometimes maybe once or twice a year. You know, so I would like to, again, thank you all for listening to my podcast. I am very grateful and thankful for all of you all out there. And I really appreciate all the love that I have received from all of you all. Namaste.